If English is not my native language, but I want to write on Medium and I want to write in English, I want to reach a large audience there on the internet, everyone is speaking and reading and writing in English, what should I do? Answer: writing in English, writing in a language that is not your native language, is an advantage, not an obstacle. English isn't my native language. My native language is German. I was born and raised in Germany. We only speak German at home. I had English in school, like most people, starting from fifth grade or so. And I eventually had to work my way through the language and learn and study and get better at it. When I started, my English was very basic, kind of. I was just using everyday language. And then as I wrote more and more, it got more advanced, more intellectual. I picked up more words. And now I often, first of all, get the assumption that I'm a native speaker from readers. And even some of my American or English speaking friends say, I have never heard that word. What does that word even mean? And I think this is because it's not my native language. If it was my native language, English, I would be much less inclined to study it. I mean, you've probably observed this in your own life, right? Whatever your native language is, why should you study it? It's your native language, right? You have every word at your disposal, or so we think at the very least, right? But if you remember from one of the early lessons, English has almost 200,000 words, 171,000, and everyday language uses 3,000 of them. So it's less than 1%, right? Or less than 2%, less than 2% of the words is actually being used. But if you're not a native speaker, you have a much bigger incentive to learn and study because, well, you have to, right? So if you're not a native speaker and you want to make it work on a platform like Medium, that's actually a huge advantage. And so first of all, so that's the first part of the advantage, right? That you're actually forced to study because there's no other option. You have to learn from your mistakes. You have to look up spelling. You have to use tools like Grammarly or grammar editors. You benefit a lot from editors looking over your work. You'll have to use thesaurus and dictionaries to look up translations. And in doing so, you will find tons of synonyms. You will find out new phrases, new words. You'll learn all the time, even just by writing, because you're forced to go back and reevaluate and figure out how to say this in that language. So the learning curve is much steeper for people who are not native speakers. So that's the first advantage, right? You're forced to learn. The second advantage is you bring a perspective that most native speakers don't have. Now, this is usually also tied to living in the country, right? So for example, if you live, but even as a, let's say you're a French person and you live in America, or you're a Spanish person and you live in Poland. Of course, if you were born and raised and spent 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years in another country, and then you go to that other country, or even just write on a platform that is mainly centered around US like Medium, of course, you're going to bring an outside perspective. And for example, Germans have their own stereotypes and their sort of prejudices against Americans. But usually such stereotypes, for example, one of them being that Americans are superficial, is also rooted in just the distant observation of your own culture, or like the comparison of your own culture versus another culture. So generally speaking, that just means that you have an outside, if you bring an outside perspective to something, it's easier to see certain things than when you're in the midst of it, right? So for me, accepting like a German stereotype as true is probably, or like at least observing it in a way that lets me write about it, is probably harder than for someone who's coming to Germany as a tourist or a visitor or studying here and says like, oh yeah, you Germans always do that. That's very typical. And I'll be like, oh wow, yeah, the person is actually right. And the same thing happens vice versa, right? And if you're writing in a language that is not your native language, you have this sort of outside perspective all the time. It's like this outside filter that gets put on your head that is like, okay, look from the outside, what do you see, and then evaluate all the parts. And this is a sort of, because this is how language works in the brain and how language actually filters what we see, right? Our language affects how we perceive our world, how we phrase certain things. There are certain tribes that have languages that have no directional words, directional words, right? They don't say like go left or go right. They say something like go tree or go house, or the tree is coming near me, or they have totally different perceptions of space and time because their language is different. And so your language shapes how you see the world, basically. There's a couple of books arguing this. And the point is that if you bring your language to another place and then you have to translate what you see in your language in your head, if you speak to yourself in French or Spanish or Portuguese, you have to translate that into English. And in that transformation, there's so much creativity and synthesis going on that that's actually a huge, huge advantage. So don't ever say like, oh, English is not my native language. Yes, you're not going to be as good or as refined maybe as a native speaker in the beginning. But first of all, if you stick with it, it's very easy to overtake most people because most people, even in their native language, are not professional writers. They're not professional. They're not writing. They're not looking up synonyms all day long, but you are. And so don't let that fool you, right? It's only a, that curve lasts very, that's a very brief curve that you have to go through, 6 months, a year, whatever. And then you're probably better than most native speakers because, well, you're just practicing this language all the time. So again, writing in another language is an advantage, not an obstacle.